Welcome to Sunshine Radio, the podcast, a show focused on sharing impactful personal stories and inspirational journeys that will add a little sunshine to your day. I'm your host, Otissa Eads, and together we will be learning about how folks follow what lights them up and where that leads them. You'll also hear personal stories from my life and from guests we bring on that will shed light on lessons learned and how they came to where they are now. Let's dive in, shall we? Hello, my friends. Welcome back to another episode of Sunshine Radio. I'm your host, Otissa Eads, and today's guest is Sydney Jackson Cloxton. You might remember Sydney as the guest host for our first episode this season. Just like I promised you then, I had to have her back to talk more about all of the incredible work she is doing in her community. Citrine Unlimited LLC is a coaching and consulting firm founded by Sydney Jackson Cloxton in 2020. Sydney is an impact-driven social entrepreneur, bringing transformation into the lives of others. Sydney is a leadership development coach, trainer, public speaker, and retreat coordinator. She's a member of Good Business Colorado, a youth mentor with Colorado Young Leaders, and a Guided by Humanity board member. Welcome to the show, Sydney. I'm so happy to have you here today.
Hey, girl. Hey. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be here, too.
This is going to be a good time. I'm really happy to have you here. And what's funny is I was reflecting on preparing for today's interview. I realized that we met only in 2019. Can you believe that?
No, because it feels like we're like best friends and we've known each other forever.
Forever. Since birth. Yes, it's been an incredible ride. And I'm just so grateful to have you as a friend, colleague, and now guest on the show. And so I wanted to kind of ask, like, how did you get started with your coaching and consulting firm? Like, how did that kind of come to be?
Man, fasten your seatbelts, because it was a wild, bumpy ride. So in 2019, I had actually quit my full-time job where I was a coordinator for events. I did travel coordination for this cooperative here in Colorado. And a lot of different things were happening there that I just couldn't get down with anymore. And I saw how much money I was making for others early on in my career, both there and at other positions I had held at other organizations. And I was like, you know what? If I'm going to work like a dog for these folks, why don't I just do it for myself and make my own coin? So I actually quit my full-time job where I was making decent money and decided to start my own travel agency right in 2019. And that was actually building up really well. Had quite a few clients in the pipeline. And then COVID, dun, dun, dun. Yeah, no, COVID. I come with my own sound effects. COVID hit and I knew I had to pivot. And I will say really quick, I always like to throw this in for folks out there who are leaders in their industry, even if you don't own your own business necessarily, but if you're self-employed, if you're just a leader, if you want to become a leader or step up to the plate to be a leader, always, always, always keep up with what's happening in your industry and what's surrounding it. So I knew about COVID actually in June, July, August of 2019, before anyone here in the US was really talking about it because of the industry news that I got globally. And how it was affecting the tourism market abroad. So I knew about it. I saw it spreading and I knew I needed to act quickly. And so I got coaching for myself because I had spent my whole life in hospitality tourism. That's what my degrees were in. That's where my work was at. And I was like, shoot, what am I going to do now? And through coaching, I found out that like, it wasn't necessarily about what I was doing. It was the why. And really digging into the why was I doing the work I was doing. And it had to do with that transformation, like what you read off when you were edifying me earlier so beautifully. Thank you. It had to do with creating transformation for folks. And I figured out I could do that doing anything. And I have this knack for like talking and speaking and folks trusting me and me being willing to be honest and share about myself. So coaching just seemed like a no-brainer to get into. I took some classes just to better understand the structure of coaching and how it differs from therapy, so I could provide the best you know, quality to my clients, but also to legally cover myself between the two differences. And from there, just my business kind of took off and I was doing coaching and other things for people. So that's why I have a multifaceted business, because I, whatever work I could get to pay the bills that was legal during, 2019, 2020, I was doing, and it kind of just developed into what Citrine Unlimited is now.
Yeah. And I really like the name Citrine Unlimited. I was actually just showing, for the listeners out there, I was showing Sydney my fancy citrine crystal that a friend got me. And every time I hear the word citrine or I see the crystals, I always think of Sydney. And so it's just really, really cool that you named your business that. Can I ask like why? Like, why did you
pick that? Yeah. And here's just so you can see my piece of citrine. Ooh. Yeah. No, I keep this piece. I love it right next to me by my desk. Oh,
so pretty.
But, I named my business Citrine. So I thought about going with just my name, you know, LLC or Inc., which there's nothing wrong with doing that at all. But I was thinking, you know, I was coming out of a situation where I was building a business that was taking off. I had come from these other businesses that I loved what I was doing, but I didn't really like what the culture of the organization was. And so I wanted a constant reminder to myself of what I was working towards, what I was trying to build. And I had actually just at the time really started doing some self-care and learning about mindfulness, you know, really getting back into praying, getting into looking at meditation as a tool for mindfulness too, understanding energy, even though I'm not an energy healer, just understanding what energy is and crystals and how those play a part in energetics and in life. And citrine just stood out to me because of what it stands for. You know, it's considered the stone of the sun. It represents warmth. Mm. It represents power. It represents abundance. So all of these things that I want in my life and what I want my clients when they work with me to experience, that's what citrine kind of symbolizes. And so that's why I landed on that name, is because that's what I want as a constant reminder for myself and for the folks I work with every time we do something together.
Wow, that's pretty powerful. And I just wanted, because I don't think I've ever asked you that. And so that for me, it was kind of like a selfish question. And I also think it's powerful because like, I'm also getting into crystals. I'm also kind of diving further into my spiritual path. And, I was meeting with a friend for brunch earlier this week, and my birthday was a month ago, but we haven't seen each other. And she just gifted me all these amazing crystals because she knows that I'm really kind of diving into it. And when I saw the citrine, I was like, oh, Sydney. But every time I see the colors, it brings out that warmth. It brings a smile to my face. I definitely can feel the energy. So I think that's just so cool that you decided to kind of bring that to the business. And it, to me, it makes sense because, you know, on your website and just hearing you speak and all the different things that you are doing, you talk about transformation a lot. And so I think it makes sense to tie those things together. So I wanted to ask kind of, why is transformation an important part of your profession, your career, but also I think personally, just knowing you. So how did transformation kind of become this all-encompassing theme in your life?
Yeah, so that's a wonderful question. Ooh, you're asking some good questions, things people don't usually get to dig deep into. But, you know, for me, and transformation is a word that gets used a lot right now. It's a buzzword. But for me, it wasn't about this buzz. For me, it was about an experience that I had actually in high school. So I came from a family where I didn't want for anything. So I'm not going to pretend like, you know, I came from a background where I didn't have anything. I didn't have support. My mom's always been supportive. My grandmother was always supportive. But my mom also was essentially a single parent, even though my dad was physically there sometimes. His mind wasn't always. She was a single parent pretty much. And I had this opportunity to go to Europe when I was in high school, and we just didn't have the money for me to go, you know, with me having other siblings and it being so expensive. And my grandmother pulled out of her retirement early money for me to go to Europe so that I could actually, when I was 16, go to Spain and Italy. And that experience just shook me to my core and just changed. It transformed me. Like being able to get onto an airplane for the first time, being able to go into the post office and get my passport, like being able to pack a suitcase. Like, I didn't even have a suitcase. We were trying to figure out where I was going to get a suitcase from. You know, being able to do fundraising, you know, and get a little bit of spending money from my community. Actually, there was another participant, her mom's company offered her a full scholarship to go. And she was so kind enough, she split it with me so that I could go too. So things like that, just seeing how much love went into me being able to have that experience. And then while I was there, just like getting to, you know, go into the Mediterranean. I actually fell into the Mediterranean and right before dinner. So I was freezing all throughout dinner because I accidentally fell in. But getting to like have that experience and have these stories and getting to be there. It just so happened to be Easter when I went, like it fell during my spring break randomly. And so like getting to experience being at the Vatican and seeing the Pope and just like all these things that I had never imagined, all these little festivals in these different towns and seeing scenes from where James Bond was filmed and, you know, getting to go to Madrid and stuff like that in Barcelona, like just, it blew my mind. It truly transformed me. I think of like a piece of coal being pressurized and turned into a diamond. And it really started to pressurize me and start to shape me into who I am and becoming, and I'm still becoming. So that's where that want and desire to cause transformation for others came from. And you can now see where my tourism business, why I originally got into tourism and travel, because to me, that connection between that trip I had, you know, was like, oh, that's the answer. That's what I could do for others. And why I also struggled to pivot from that. But now that I have pivoted, I can see truly I can do it anywhere. But yeah, that's where transformation came from that experience.
Oh my goodness, Sydney, I did not know this. This is so incredible because it makes sense. And I think it's funny because I was also traveling in high school, and that also was a transformation for me and a transformative experience. And I think that's what kind of, I don't know, lit a fire in me, not only into seeing the world, but that there's a whole world to explore. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I feel like, you know, in the U.S., and I'm curious in your thoughts, and I grew up in a small town. So when I went to the Dominican Republic and when I was like 15, it was very like, why? Like, why are you doing that? You know, like, why? And that was when I was doing mission work, when I thought I was going to be a missionary, because that's what I thought at the time. But really, I think why that moment was so pivotal for me was because there's a whole world to explore. There's people to meet. There's so many things happening in the world. And it also taught me to be grateful for what I have and see that my life, although at the time I had a lot of judgment around it, was pretty cool. And that I had all these opportunities, even though I couldn't see them until I went outside of my comfort zone. I went outside the U.S. So that's incredible that we both, in different parts of our lives, in different parts of the U.S., having some transformative experiences with travel. So yeah. I think that's really
well. And
cool.
Something too you just said, because I know you just do a lot of JEDI, so justice, equity, diversity, inclusion work, and I know you use in your work the privilege walk, and it's kind of like that privilege walk, only in person, like before we even were talking about privilege, you know, and even being a Black woman, right? There are a lot of privileges I don't have, but being able to go abroad so easily and freely and taking that opportunity, like seizing that opportunity, is a privilege. And it's definitely has been life-changing for me as well. And I got that too. People were like, you don't want a car? Like, why wouldn't you just take that money your grandma's going to give you and buy a car? Or why don't you? And it's like, no, like I'm hungry to learn about others, to know about others, to see something outside of my neighborhood.
Yeah. And to experience other cultures, experience other food. Yeah. Like, there's so much to experience. And again, to me, like when I go abroad or when I go on adventures, I'm like, oh, wow, this is incredible. People need to be doing this more often. And I think it gives you this awareness, this global awareness that I don't think I would have had, or an interest, if I just didn't take that step forward and go away for a little bit. And the Dominican Republic was not that far. It is not that far. And then I went other places later, but still, it's just, I always encourage people, especially youth, to go abroad or get out of your comfort zone because it could lead you to so many different paths and opportunities. Such an incredible, I could talk about that for hours. I want to talk a little bit about empowering women and self-love, self-worth, mindfulness, because these are themes that I've seen in your work, like with your podcast, panels, and talks, and you always bridge these gaps together, or even the retreats that you put on, you talk about empowerment, you talk about self-love. So I'm kind of curious, and why is that so important to you, and why is fostering a community, empowering women, really, really important in the work that you do?
Yeah. That's another good one. So growing up, like I said, I didn't want for anything. And I actually did have a really supportive environment with my mom, and my grandma. And, you know, so the empowerment really for me came from this gap that I had in not my self-confidence. I think what happens is a lot of times people tie self-confidence and self-worth together. So I've always been a very confident person in the sense of like, oh, you want me to speak in front of the class? Sure. Oh, you want me to like get in front of people? Like, sure. You know, from a kid, I was like, there was this opportunity to do commercials. So I like was in a few commercials and I was writing news articles for my school newspaper. So that was always there, that, you know, being able to be in front of people and be not worried about being seen, that self-confidence. I have always struggled with, and I've gotten much better, but my self-worth. I have in many instances of my life felt worthless, like garbage, like I wasn't worth anything at all, you know, and a lot of it was tied from, I've always been plus size, even as a little kid, I was bigger. So I get, not very often would I get teased, but every once in a while I'd get teased for it. It's very self-conscious. I'd have people make microaggressive comments like, oh, you're just wearing a hoodie again. Like you don't have any nice clothes, you know, things like that. When it's like, no, I have a closet full of clothes. This is what I feel comfortable in my body right now. All the way to me just having negative self-talk about myself, you know, and I would think about it. And now that I've grown and you know, I've gotten support myself around this and I coach others around this. It's like a lot of times we say these negative things to ourselves that we wouldn't even say to a dog, you know, like we wouldn't even talk to our enemies necessarily the way we talk to ourselves sometimes. And so for me, that's where that self-confidence and the empowerment of women come from, is just letting people know that they're not alone in the situation. You know, you can be introverted, extroverted, whatever, but your self-worth is something different and something that needs care and love around. And that once you start reframing your mind around how you're speaking to yourself, and really discovering that you are worth something, that is just powerful. When you have those tools, when you truly believe that about just yourself, you can do anything. And I've seen it with my business. I've seen it reflected, you know, where I didn't have the confidence at all to have a business. And then I said, shoot, you know, I'm just going to go for it. To now I'm like, no, I know what I'm worth. Like I just wrote a proposal for an amount of money that I never in my life, you know, 2 years ago would have thought I ever could have asked for. You know, I've gotten contracts for things that for amounts of money that I never would have valued myself at. And now I realize what my value is. And that's what I'm asking for, is at least what I'm valued for. So yeah, that's where it comes from.
Yeah. And I love that you're using that to encourage your clients and other folks in your life and your community in doing the same. And it's interesting. Wow, I'm starting to see like, oh, this is why we're buddies. So I had a very similar journey too, with being a plus size, you know, woman of color, especially in an environment where I was like the only like Black person, or maybe there was a few of us. And so I was getting teased at a very, very young age for my weight. And it took till recently, and I just turned 30 at the time of this recording, and where I speak kind words to my body, I thank my body, I show gratitude for what my body does for me. And that I've had to really change my relationship with how I speak to myself, but most importantly to my body. And what I've had to practice, and I'm curious in your thoughts, because with the work that you do, is if I hear a friend like bashing themselves or saying, you know, negative things or practicing negative self-talk, I'll quickly like correct, like, how about we change that? How about we correct that? What is something else you could say about your body? And of course that throws them off and they get all, you know, disheveled. But I do the same thing to myself. You know, if I catch myself saying something or if I catch myself doing something, I'll quickly, okay, how about we speak more love into this? How can we just flip this script? Because it is so important to have that framework and have that tool so that way you can really show up in the world as your authentic self. Because how can you show up as your authentic self if you're sitting there speaking really negative things to, you know? So I really am so happy that you brought that up. And I'm curious in how you weave that into the coaching and into the speaking that you do around self-love, self-worth, and all of that.
Yeah, well, for me, I straight up tell my clients, whether it's an individual or a business, that I do holistic coaching. And right now I'm calling it leadership development. But I always tell them that I'm a holistic coach. And, you know, for some folks, holistic, they start thinking like, oh, it's just going to be woo-woo, which I love woo-woo, by the way. Like, yeah. But no, it's not just about the woo-woo, right? It's also about science. Like, there is scientific proof to how we can rewire our brains and how it does make us show up as a better leader. And so I'm always weaving in this conversation of mindfulness, you know, self-love, self-care, work-life balance, having conversations on myth-busting, what that is really, all the way up to just actual practical skills of how to manage a team or how to work with others, how to handle conflict, things like that. So my business is ingrained with these messages. You never hear me separating them in a conversation. Like, you're getting all of it or you're getting none of it from me. And that's what I tell my clients. And when I do intakes with individuals, they will oftentimes, because I do a huge questionnaire with them to cause them to start reflecting, slowing down. I think that's what a lot of people struggle with, is actually slowing down and taking time to reflect, just like how you said. Now you're catching yourself, right? Oh, wait, why did I say that? It takes practice to do that. It's a practice. It's like going to the gym. I know y'all have probably heard this analogy. I have a few of them, but it's like going to the gym. You go to the gym once and you're like, oh, my result was whatever, to lose weight or to gain muscle or to tone up or just to have, you know, higher cardio, whatever your goal is. You can't get that from going to the gym one time. Come on now. You have to go to the gym at least 3 or 4 times a week in order to see the results that you're looking for. It's a practice. It takes dedication. And so that's what I tell folks, is that with me, you're getting all or nothing. Like, we're going to be talking about both your professional and personal life because they're interconnected. There's no, you know, going to work and leaving your shit at the door and your personal life doesn't exist. That's not reality. We're not robots. We're human beings. We're not machines. So yeah.
Yes. It's funny. I just heard a quote that said, we are human beings. We are not human beings. Yeah. And that really just like hit me to my core last night. I was like, oh, because I can get caught up in the doing and not get caught up in being and being present. And I love to hear how you are fusing all of these principles in your work with your clients. And I think it's important, because you're right. Like, you can't just separate who you are and what in your career, right? Like, they go together. And it's funny because it's how I am with my clients too. I'm like, well, hold on here. Let's check in. How are you doing? What's going on? And sometimes folks, they kind of get, they're like, why are you asking me all these questions? It's like, well, because we got to dive in a little deeper. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, what is happening at the roots will eventually come to the surface, you know? So I love to hear about your approach, and I love how you are fusing all of these pieces together. And, you know, you do a lot of community work, my friend. You do a lot of work in the community. So I'm kind of curious, and like, where did this drive kind of come, you know, from in and all the work that you are pouring into the community, because you do a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah. You know, for me, when I was creating my business, and this could totally be the stereotypical millennial in me, right? But, you know, honestly, I have always wanted to give back. That when I was interviewing for every organization I've ever worked for, I was like, oh, how do you all give back to the community? Like, what are you all doing to support? Like, and I would say, oh, do you all do actual community service days? Like, are there any ongoing projects? And almost every single time I worked for a company or an organization, they really were like, oh yeah, we like do food drive like during the holidays, and that's about it, maybe, if that's even it. I had one flat out say, that's not what we're here for. So no, that's not what we do. That's on your own time. And I knew I wanted to be different, that regardless of what size my business was, whether I always stick with it just being me, or if I start to grow a team, that I want there to be this foundation of giving back and supporting the community and helping others come up behind me. You know what I'm saying? You know, the struggle's been real trying to get my business off the ground. And I want it to be where, you know, the folks who are coming up behind me don't have that same struggle. You know, they know they have a support system or someone looking out for them, someone who's a resource. And so that's really how I decided to make sure that I was consistently giving back. And to me, giving back varies in so many ways. A lot of times people think it's just monetarily, and that's a huge piece. Money does make the world go around, right? Like, I need money. I need capital in my business. However, there's also this big missing chunk of time. How can I actually show up and give back? And that's why I decided to mentor young adults, high schoolers, is because, you know, I wanted them to see a woman of color who was showing up for them. I don't care what color, what race they are, what their orientation is, what their identity is. I wanted them to see me show up for them, and that I was consistently there and someone they can know and trust. And recently my life has changed. My partner and I, my boyfriend and I, have had our niece come live with us full time. So that's shifted into how I'm able to give back to the community. But now I'm pouring that love into her and, you know, really focusing on how can I still do other things, but adjust the way I'm doing them. So yeah, I feel like people also hold themselves to like, oh, it always has to be the same way. And my whole business experience has been about pivoting and changing consistently.
Yeah. And I mean, I think it's incredible in what kind of fuels your drive for impact and how you show up in the community. I think it's amazing. It's inspiring to me, to be honest with you, since I first met you, because I'm someone that I have this, like, before I met you, I had this perfect way of how to make an impact and how to show up for a community. And it wasn't clicking. And then watching you and getting to know you and I'm like, oh, I don't have to make this complicated. There's a variety of ways that you can, you know, give back to your community, to give back to others and show up for them. And so you've really inspired me, and I won't go into detail because that's not what this podcast is about, but it's just been a really amazing journey watching you and seeing how you just do what you do and how you make time for, you know, your community work, your service work. So when you're not busy making an impact in the world,
oh man, well, I love my business, so I spend a lot of time doing that. But when I do need to step away, of course, travel, we talked about that. I love getting, even if it's just a weekend getaway into the mountains. I mean, we have that leisure here in Colorado where I can drive 3 hours and then my cell phone service is dead and no one's getting a hold of me, which is fine, because if there's an emergency and I'm 3 hours away, 4 hours away, I can't help you anyway. So so I'm cool with it. What else am I doing? I love watching TV. Actually, when I'm feeling a little stressed out, I do tend to turn on some trash TV or reality television. I also spend a lot of time, you know, listening to books on audio, on tape, because I am dyslexic. I can read. It's just, it takes me a lot longer to get through the material than if I listen to it on audio. So do a lot of that. My boyfriend and I love listening to like Sasquatch, Bigfoot documentaries. And we love looking into aliens. So that's just for fun. Hanging out every once in a while. I don't get out very much because I am surprisingly a homebody. I just enjoy being at home in comfy clothes and like watching movies or playing, you know, Mario Kart or something like that. But when I do go out, I love doing like karaoke or just, you know, happy hours. Love getting food, good food at a discounted rate. That excites me.
Yes. Same here. I just love food. I love eat good food. Yeah. I love asking that question, especially with you, because I know you very well. And I'm like, what are you doing outside of working and showing up for your community? So that's so cool. I learned some new things. Well, this is the part of the podcast that I love the most. Sorry, listeners. I say that every episode, where we do rapid fire questions.
I told you I came with sound effects.
Brought to you by Sydney. So I'm going to ask you a few rapid fire questions. You're just going to, you know, your answer will be the first thing that comes to your mind. And we're just going to have fun. It's not anything serious. Just a great way for folks to get to know you more. So are you ready, my dear?
I'm ready.
What does self-love look like for you?
Oh, man. Self-love looks like taking time to take a bubble bath and to actually like light some candles, put on some music, or put on a show on my cell phone and just soak for like 2 hours. That's what self-love looks like to me.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Oh, sounds great. Okay. What's one self-care item you cannot live without?
Oh, Lord. Oh, man. Self-care item I can't live without. You know what? I really, this sounds like a little too much, but I have this journal that I use. So it's a journal. I actually love being able to like write. I'm not like a prolific writer or anything like that, but even just to like write bullet points down and just to kind of pull any like worries I have or any creative ideas and like put them on paper so I know that I can access them later and I don't have to just continuously store it in my brain. That's definitely journals. Long story short, journals.
Yes. Journals. When you are lacking inspiration, what brings you back?
When I'm lacking inspiration, especially when the weather's nice, I love going outside and earthing. So, or grounding myself. So I'll take my shoes off. I'll like walk in the grass, you know, I'll sit outside, even if it's like for 15 minutes, I'll get some fresh air. I'll try to, you know, do a body scan with my five senses. And that usually helps to help me refocus and just get rejuvenated to get those creative juices flowing again.
Ooh, yeah, some nuggets in there. Okay, what comes to mind when you hear the word sunshine?
Oh, man, citrine. No, but really, though, you know, just warmth, honestly. Just, like, warmth, and I love sunbathing, too. I'm like a cat sometimes, and I'll literally just, like, be on a walk, and I'm sure people think I'm a weirdo because my face will just be like up in the sky and I'm like, like I'm literally making those noises as I'm walking. So, but yeah, I just love sunbathing. If I can lounge by a pool and just soak up the sun with sunscreen, by the way, I'll do that. But just, yeah, I love just feeling the warmth of the sun.
Oh, that's beautiful. Same here. I love sunbathing. What is one piece of advice that has changed your life or impacted you?
I swear I'm not trying to tie this back into my business necessarily, but passion over perfection. That has been the biggest piece of advice the last couple of years for myself, just in life, in business. I am a recovering perfectionist. And I had to, at a certain point, say, you know what? If I'm passionate about something, it doesn't need to be 100%. and for me to just get started, for me to get moving. I just need to try my best and I can grow and build and start making it better. You know, so I definitely believe in, you know, being open to improvement, but knowing that nothing in life is perfect and that it does take time to build something that is your version of perfect or great or good. So yeah, passion over perfection.
Oh, I love that. Oh, sorry. It makes me happy. And then the last question is, what was the last song you listened to?
Oh man, the last song, you know, my playlist is random as hell too. So I think the last song that I just listened to was Gucci Mane and Drake both. So
yes,
there you go with that one.
That makes me so happy. That's why I asked it. You know, Sydney, it's been so great having you on the show as your friend, as a colleague. It's just great to always sit and talk and get to know more about you, the work that you're doing. I'm just so excited for you. And I know that you're going to be doing some amazing things after this airs.
I may
have to bring it back to update us at that time. But before we wrap up and head our separate ways, could you share with the audience, you know, where they can find you, what you're up to, any of that kind of good, so folks can follow up with you after the show?
Yeah, I like it. The good. All right. So what you can do is you can check out my website. It's citrineunlimited.com. I'm pretty sure Otessa will put that in the show notes for you. I also am on Instagram. Some things that I'm up to. So I do have a signature retreat called the Passion Over Perfection Retreat, which is freaking amazing. So I'm pretty sure Otessa can drop a link to that as well for you to check out and see our recap video of our last retreat that we did. You know, I'm always here and available for public speaking. I have a couple of engagements coming up where I'm doing some DEI work. For a conference, I am going to also be speaking at an etiquette dinner next year for Colorado State University and talking about, you know, mindfulness and professionalism and different things like that. So always love speaking, always love connecting with folks, doing retreat coordination for folks who wanted to help their internal staff, you know, and to do a retreat to build up trust and community and culture, or for folks looking to connect with their external clients and want to just provide another service to them and deeper connection. So yeah, I'm here. Would love to connect. And I hope that you all have a great day. Oh, I have a resource I want to share. So talking about pivoting a lot, a book that really, really supported me, super quick read. Not getting paid to promote this, but, you know, maybe down the line I could, wink, wink. But is Who Moved My Cheese? And so I definitely recommend that you all check that book out. Like I said, it's super quick. You can read it in one day. And it's just it gives a really good perspective for anybody who's going through personal or professional change and how to deal with that change and think about it. So, yeah.
Thank you, Sydney, for all of the resources. The links will definitely be down below in the show notes. It's incredible having you back on the podcast. I have a feeling this is not going to be the last time we hear from you, my dear. Again, I just thank you for being on the show. I am so excited to see what you have going on and excited to hopefully be a part of some of those things. Thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing you again soon, my dear.
And thank you. I just so appreciate you and having me on, and also just like who you're highlighting on this show. I really appreciate you. You're stellar. Something I just recently learned, which I can't believe I didn't know this, is that we are all, when a star bursts, those particles, that stardust, is what makes up our carbon, and that's what's in our body. So we are all made out of stardust, and you definitely are a star and you shine. And I appreciate you. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. Okay. I can't think of anything else to say after that, but I look forward to talking with you offline. And until next time, my dear, have a great rest of your day. Bye. Thank you for staying on until the end. It shows how dedicated you are to the show. I appreciate you so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Episodes come out every week. be sure to leave a review on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Please share this episode with your friends, family, or anyone who needs a little sunshine. And if you're enjoying this content and would like to support this podcast, consider buying me a coffee by going to buymeacoffee.com/sunshineradio. I would love for you to keep in touch with me by following me on Instagram at sunshineradiopod and checking out the website by going to www.otisaeads.com/podcast. Special thanks to our sound engineer, Anna Katarina, and our graphic designer, Fran Mateini. Till next time, friends.